请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
John Daly is a famous golfer.
约翰·戴利是一个著名的高尔夫球手。
He loves to play golf every day.
他每天都爱打高尔夫球。
But John had health problems.
但是约翰有健康问题。
He could not play for a long time.
他不能长时间玩。
He felt sad, but he did not give up.
他感到伤心，但他没有放弃。
John trained hard every day.
约翰每天都努力训练。
His friends supported him all the time.
他的朋友们一直支持他。
He worked hard and regained his strength.
他努力工作，并恢复了他的力量。
Finally, he was ready to play again.
最后，他准备好再玩。
He entered a big tournament.
他参加了一个大型比赛。
He played very well and won the game.
他打得很好，并赢得了比赛。
Everyone cheered for him at the tournament.
每个人在比赛中为他欢呼。
John was happy and proud of his success.
约翰对他的成功感到快乐和自豪。
This was a big moment in his life.
这是他生命中的一个重要时刻。
Tom was excited about shopping for new clothes.
汤姆对购物新衣服感到兴奋。
He wanted a new shirt and some comfortable shoes.
他想要一件新衬衫和几双舒适的鞋子。
So, he took $10 from his savings.
所以，他从他的储蓄中拿走了10美元。
He walked to the nearest mall.
他走向最近的购物中心。
When he arrived, the store was full of people.
当他到达时，商店里满是人。
Tom looked around and felt a bit overwhelmed.
汤姆环顾四周，感到有些不知所措。
He didn't know where to start.
他不知道从哪里开始。
After a few minutes, he decided to ask for help.
几分钟后，他决定请求帮助。
He approached a staff member and asked about shirts.
他接近了一名工作人员，并询问了有关衬衫的事情。
The staff member was very helpful and showed him different styles.
员工非常乐于助人，并向他展示了不同的风格。
Tom found a nice shirt that he liked.
汤姆找到了一件漂亮的衬衫，他喜欢。
He asked how much it cost, but it was too expensive.
他问这是多少钱，但这太贵了。
Tom felt sad, but he didn't give up.
汤姆感到悲伤，但他没有放弃。
In the end, he found a shirt within his budget.
最后，他在预算内找到了衬衫。
The football coach sat quietly in his office, reflecting on his long career.
足球教练安静地坐在他的办公室里，反思着自己漫长的职业生涯。
He thought about the challenges his team faced in the Egyptian League.
他考虑到了他的团队在埃及联赛中面临的挑战。
Every match was a battle that pushed them to their limits.
每场比赛都是一场战斗，将他们推向了极限。
He knew that motivation was essential.
他知道动机是必要的。
Each player needed to feel the support of the fans.
每个球员都需要感受到球迷的支持。
He always encouraged them to give their best.
他总是鼓励他们尽自己所能去做最好。
Motivation, he believed, could change everything.
动机，他相信，可以改变一切。
As the season progressed, his wisdom guided the players.
随着赛季的进展，他的智慧引导了球员。
His strategies brought success and unity to the squad.
他的战略给队伍带来了成功和团结。
The team, energized, played their hearts out.
团队充满活力，竭尽全力。
Victory was not only a dream, but a reality they cherished.
胜利不仅是梦想，而是他们珍惜的现实。
This league, full of talent, became a part of their lives.
这个联赛充满了才华，成为了他们生活的一部分。
As the coach reflected, he felt grateful for every moment.
当教练反思时，他对每一刻都感到感激。
In recent years, the phenomenon of mobile internet shutdowns has emerged as a significant concern.
近年来，移动互联网封锁现象作为一个重要问题浮现。
Governments often resort to this method during protests to mitigate dissent.
政府通常在抗议中采用这种方法来减轻异议。
This action, however, raises critical questions about individual freedom.
这个行动，然而，提出了关于个人自由的关键问题。
When people are cut off from their devices, communication becomes strained.
当人们与他们的设备断开连接时，沟通变得紧张。
This disconnection can lead to misunderstandings and frustrations.
这种断开连接可能导致误解和挫折。
Moreover, the social fabric suffers when rights are infringed upon.
此外，社会结构在权利被侵犯时会遭受损害。
As a result, trust between individuals and institutions can erode.
因此，个人与机构之间的信任可能会逐渐减弱。
Such trends underscore the need for greater vigilance regarding digital rights.
这样的趋势凸显出对数字权利更大警觉的必要性。
The intersection of technology and society is ever evolving.
技术与社会的交汇点是不断发展的。
To navigate this landscape, individuals must remain informed and proactive.
要在这个景观中导航，个人必须保持知情和积极主动。
Ultimately, the balance between security and privacy is delicate.
最终，安全与隐私之间的平衡是微妙的。
Addressing these challenges requires a multifaceted approach that considers various perspectives.
应对这些挑战需要一种多方面的方法，考虑各种观点。
Ancient political philosophies often hinge on the concept of virtue.
古老的政治哲学通常基于品德的概念。
This virtue is often associated with the good life, as espoused by Plato.
这个美德通常与美好生活相关，正如柏拉图所说。
However, modern political thought often critiques such idealism.
然而，现代政治思潮常常批评这样的理想主义。
It emphasizes practicality and realism over abstract ideals.
它强调实用性和现实主义高于抽象理想。
Key modern theorists such as Machiavelli illuminate the complexities of power.
像马基雅维利这样的主要现代理论家阐明了权力的复杂性。
He argues that power is not merely a means, but an end unto itself.
他辩称权力不仅仅是一种手段，而是构成其本身的目的。
This perspective has significantly influenced contemporary political discourse.
这种观点显著影响了当代政治话语。
In contrast, ancient philosophies emphasize collective virtue and common good.
相对而言，古老的哲学强调集体德性和共同利益。
These key notions are pivotal in understanding governance today.
这些关键概念在理解今天的治理中至关重要。
Ultimately, the intersection of these ideas fosters a richer dialogue.
最终，这些观点的交集促进了一场更丰富的对话。
As we navigate the complexities of today's challenges, these philosophies remain relevant.
当我们在应对当今挑战的复杂性时，这些哲学依然相关。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。